Good morning, Brian, Jill, and Ezekiel. Congratulations on 20 years of this beautiful place that the Lord has provided and guided you to bring the Word of God, a gathering of all the dabbers that we would pray, supporting, encouraging one another, the perfect Bible study group that we had been praying for years, as it's been now going on 7 years since we've joined. So we pray the blessing of the Lord upon you, the family, and all the dabbers, and those working behind the scene at this place, that the Lord would graciously bless you and provide in all your needs in Jesus' name. This is Carolyn Isle, Saved by Grace, formerly in Calgary, to be called Saved by Grace, please. I have a prayer request. It's our daughter, Christina, our prodigal daughter. We haven't seen her since, I believe, it's 2012. Our oldest grandson is going on 17. We haven't seen him since he was 13 months old. And he has a brother who's 11, which never met. And both their daughters are in need of salvation, Christina and Lisa. But Christina is in a really bad way as she's pushing everybody away with this form of control that I've never seen before. If you would please lift her up. She needs the Lord Jesus. We all our families that aren't saved, they need the Lord Jesus. So I beg and I pray that only God could work in her hearts to change her, as she is so bitter and it just breaks her heart to see how she is. And we lift up all the parents who are going through the same thing as we are, the prodigal children, as it hurts. We love you.
Wow. Ashley, you're expecting twins, a boy and a girl. Oh, I'm so thrilled for you. Wow. May you have peace. May you have peace that the Lord will do more than you can ask or think. Having a healthy C-section. I did have a C-section, but just one child. But praying for your father. You mentioned somebody else. I can't remember, but care for your father, finances. Oh, Lord Jesus, we lift every single thing up to you, that these babies will come in a joyous, joyous world. And Father, we just pray for her father to be with it so he can enjoy these little babies, even help take care of them. God, we just know we love you. And Lord, we just know that you're a God of miracles. You love to do more than we can ask or think, and you just want us to come humbly to the throne of God. So we are praying. Thank you for sharing these requests, Ashley, and we're looking forward to a great praise report. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Alta Lee Halley on the 26th of June. And yesterday was Lonnie and my third anniversary. And we got our first client. His name is Jose. So I'll be praying for him for the Health Point program. And also, I got another praise report, a lady named Irma. And she has a special needs daughter, Siri. She's had lots of, just been an unhappy person. But God had brought breakthroughs for her, and she reported that yesterday, and I'm just so thankful. Praying for Corey with ALS that she can get the finance she needs to help.
Good morning, my DAB family. This is Northeast Kneebender, and it is Saturday, the 27th of June, and I just heard our devotional for the day, or reading for the day, and I heard Cowboy asking for prayer for his daughter, who is going to give birth to her third baby, and she was a high risk, or is a high risk, pregnancy and delivery, and how she's worrying for her spouse and the bills and everything to be in order. And I pray for you, my brother, as a father, and I am praying for your daughter in this pregnancy, and I know that God can do everything exceedingly abundantly over anything we can ask or even imagine. And I know that our Father could help her give birth very easily, and that she is going to be well. I am praying for this and for this new baby, this addition to your family. I also want to pray for a sister that called and asked for prayer for her sister who had Parkinson's, has Parkinson's, but she fell. And she has fractured the C7. And so I am praying for your sister. I am praying for the Lord to divinely heal her. I love you, my family. I pray that each and every one of you will continue to trust in our Lord and Savior. God bless you, Northeast Kneebender.
Good morning, DAB. This prayer is for Trina Victorious in Vegas, who is experiencing resentment and estrangement from her adult children and her grandchildren. I'm totally feeling you, sister, and I grieve and lament with you. You are right to feel all those feelings, which probably are generational trauma, junk that we're, I know I carry that around. I've got abandonment and rejection from my original family, and with the culture that we're living in, with the endorsement and enabling that the siblings do for one another, they can't sign on with somebody who stands for Jesus, as you do, no doubt. I wanted to give you a couple of scripture verses, and one is Luke chapter 5, verses 36 through 38, and read it, my sister. It's about wineskins and how God is stretching us. And the other is Isaiah 54, 2 and 3, that God is going to enlarge a place of your tent. So let the Lord stretch your cords. It is not comfortable. It is feels unfamiliar to us. We want the familiar. We want the old wine. It's our human nature to go against the patterns that we were raised in. But Lord knows where you're at. You are not abandoned. You are not rejected. You are chosen by Him. You are loved by Him. There are many of us women who are standing with you, and men too. We've been abandoned, rejection, and rejected, but God is with you. We are with you, and we love you. So I'm God's treasured possession here in San Diego, and I'm standing with you, sister. I love you in Jesus' name.
Hey, Dad family, this is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. I could use your prayers right now. On Friday afternoon, I experienced my eye kind of went all blurry and double vision and cross-eyed, and then the left side of my face went numb. So I went to the hospital, and I got a CT, a couple CTs, and those came back okay, but they're going to do an MRI to find out what's going on. So if y'all could be praying for me, I'd really appreciate it. I love you all, and I'm just thankful for everything that the Lord is doing in my life right now. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name, amen.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for June 26th. When we read or sing this psalm, we hear our King Jesus praying for those who live under his rule. He's praying that we will receive all the benefits of his victory accomplished on the cross. He's praying that our sons will grow and flourish and not experience being cut down by the enemy. He's praying that our daughters will be strong and beautiful inside and out, rather than living in fear of enslavement. He's praying that our families will prosper and live in safety within the city He has secured for His people. Joyful indeed are those whose God is the Lord. Day by day, we experience the blessing that is ours because we are united to Christ. May our children flourish like a well-nurtured plant. May our children be like a graceful pillar carved to beautify a palace. May our family enjoy the satisfaction and security of having Jesus as our King. I love you, family.
The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. God wasn't asking His people to deny fear, but to remember His power to defend. The one who commands the seas isn't shaken by armies. The one who has delivered His people before won't abandon them now. Whether we're navigating motherhood, marriage, singleness, health, or aging parents, the pressure in our lives may differ from those in ancient Israel, but the weight and fear are still real. Thankfully, God's promise still holds true. Stillness isn't doing nothing. It's surrendering our grip, releasing what we think we must control, and trusting God to work in ways we can't. What if some of what we're holding was never ours to shoulder? Instead of controlling every detail, we can find true peace by resting in the one who fights for us and wins battles beyond our strength. You and I don't have to hold it all together. When we can't, He holds us. God, thank you for meeting me right where I am. When fear rises, remind my heart there's no battle too big for you and no burden too heavy for you. Help me release what I'm holding and rest on the truth that you are finding for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, DAB family. This is Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio. Cowboy, I'm praying for your daughter, this high-risk pregnancy. I ask the Lord would just protect her, protect the baby, place His hand of shield around her, not just her and the baby, but her heart and mind, would keep her at perfect peace. And when the delivery approaches, to be a delivery with perfect safety. I also pray that her father would just rest in the knowledge and peace that the Lord loves them and will take care of them in Jesus' name. Sarah from Iowa, I'm praying for your sister Carol. Oh Lord, just be with her in the hospital. Strengthen her, encourage her, protect her from falls. Guide the surgeon's decisions as they look at this C7 fracture. And I just continue to lift her up to you for safety and healing and no setbacks. Keep the blood flowing in her calves for no blood clots and no other side effects or setbacks or anything else. And that she could return to her baseline and praise you and continue in life in Jesus' name. Brian in Uber Heights, I'm just lifting up the family of a man that was instrumental to you, Gary Phillips, for his wife Tanya, Jessica, and Jeanette, his daughters, that they would find a time of reflection in the morning, a time of joy, that the Lord would bring a few smiles to them, to their faces, and they would know that their father truly loved them and loved the Lord. And I'm praying for you too during this time as you mourn his loss. In Jesus' name. Thank you all. I love all of you.
My dear God, I worship your holy name. I praise your name, Father, for you are worthy to be praised. I come before your presence, Father. I come before your throne, your Lord, the throne of grace. Praying for Curtis, my brother, to God, who requested prayer. Calm his spirit, calm his thoughts to your God, and give him peace, Lord. And we're grateful, your God, that he heard from his wife somehow, your Lord, and she cared for him, your Lord. You know the depth of the situation, their marriage, dear Lord. You know all things, Lord. That I hear in his voice, Lord, that he's putting his trust in you, dear God, and that he's grateful that you have healed him from the concussion, dear Lord. Please, Lord, I ask you that you restore his marriage, restore his finances, restore his love from his wife towards him, dear God. Make it all new, Father, in Jesus' name I pray. You know how to do that, Father. Show yourself strong. Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is for such a time as this. I had my surgery this past Wednesday on total knee replacement on my left leg. The surgery went well, but I'm not doing so well. still in quite a bit of pain, and have been placed in inpatient rehab to try to get my knee to moving where I can be the caregiver I am for my husband. So anyway, I just need your prayers. Be with my husband while I'm here so he can get what he needs, and that I'll get better faster than I feel like I'm going to get, because the insurance won't cover too long. Anyway, God bless you all, and thanks for your prayers. Love you, and have a good day. Bye.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. This is Northeast Kneebender, and I wanted to come in prayer with our sister, Blessed from the Northwest, as I heard your prayer request. And I just want you to know that I will be praying and fasting on the 13th for the court case. I'm standing in the gap, believing that the Lord is working this out. I'm praying for the judge that is ruling over this case. I'm praying for the individual you said is going to be investigating this case. And I am truly just standing in the gap. God bless you, love you, my sisters and brothers, Northeast Kneebender.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in June 26th to pray for our children. May our sons flourish in their youth like well-nurtured plants. May our daughters be like graceful pillars carved to beautify a palace. Psalm 144, verse 12. When we read Psalm 144, we can picture David asking God to give him victory over the enemies who threaten the safety and well-being of God's people. In the final part of the psalm, it's as if David imagines what life will be like when God answers his prayer. The victory that God gives will lead to blessing for all who live under the reign of the king. Their children, who are described in Psalm 128 as young olive trees, will continue to grow. Their sons will become like well-nurtured plants instead of being cut down. Their daughters will stand tall in beauty and strength instead of cowering in fear. Rather than going hungry or languishing in need, they'll have plenty to eat and to trade. And instead of living in constant fear of being attacked, they will live a life of joy and peace. In other words, when the Lord gives victory to his king, all who live under his rule will enjoy the benefits of that victory. And just as the blessing of the people in David's day was tied to their king, so our blessing is tied to that of our king. All who are joined to Christ are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Ephesians 1, 3. To be continued.
Hey, this message goes out for Trina, Victorious, and Vegas. I couldn't help but be reminded of Val from Vegas. You sound a lot like her, too. Years ago, she was calling in, really, really going through it, and we all prayed for her, and she would call in with praise report after praise report, and I know that's going to be the case with you. Your value, your self-value is not right now. Like, you know, Satan and the fallen angels are in your ear telling you all the things you did in the past and how you're not in the place where you need to be right now and all that. Don't listen to it. It's all lies. You are the daughter of the Most High God, the creator of everything, like every single thing. And yeah, we mess up, but that's in the past. And Jesus said, don't pay no attention to the future. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Just center yourself in today. Just take steps to what you can do today. And it's not up to you. Like, all you have to do is pray, be in the Word, and God leads you. Like, you don't have to be winning right now. You don't have to be succeeding in the best possible way. God can take absolute people that are absolutely failing and just completely change their lives. I've seen it in my dad. I've seen it in myself. I've seen it over and over again. So I'm going to pray for you now. Lord, I ask that you can get that you give Trina contentment in life where she's at. Help her to calm herself. Help her to be centered in you, Lord, and lean on you, Lord. Help her to rest under your wing as your metaphor in Psalms 91. Lord, lead her where she needs to go. provide for her, Lord. Help there be resolution between her and her family, Lord. Help heal all of their hearts. And mostly, Lord, help lift her self-esteem. In Jesus' name. Hey, this one goes out to Beauty for Ashes. This is Micah, too blessed to be stressed, Kansas City area. Heard your prayer request on the community prayer. I just want you to know that you have people that are praying for you out here. Lord, I just ask that you begin to heal her from all these symptoms that occurred. Restore her energy levels, Lord. Remove this pain that she's been having. Help her voice and her gait to go back to normal, Lord. We ask that you give her courage, Lord. Give her patience as you heal these symptoms. But Lord, we ask that you do it quickly. Please, Lord, even today, begin to heal these symptoms. Jehovah Rapha, our healer, please heal our sister, Lord. Give her a contentment with life wherever she ends up, Lord, with her, whatever job or whatever location, whatever it is. We ask that you just heal her mentally and physically and everything, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I come before your presence with thanksgiving in my heart, Lord. I pray alongside my brothers here, dear Lord, brothers and sisters, to God. Miss Minita from Illinois, Father, you know where everyone lives, Father. You know every need, Lord, here. Father, I worship you, I praise your name, I come near to your throne, dear Father, in confidence, lifting up my brother, Cowboy, the Lord, who has requested prayer for his daughter. I pray, dear God, for peace. I pray, dear God, for health. I pray, dear God, that this high-risk pregnancy will not be high-risk anymore, Father. You can change things around, Lord. Show yourself strong in her life. Give her peace and protect her. Guide her, dear Lord. She sounds like a good girl, dear Father. Please bless her. Bless her in a very special way, Father. Pour your blessings out upon this family. Bless his dad who loves her so much. Bless him and give him peace, your Father. He loves you, he understands, and he has acknowledged that you are good, that you good Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. My brother, I will continue to pray for you and your daughter. May everything go well. Jesus' name. Amen. A big hug.
This is Hands to Heaven with another moment from Morning Devotions. Psalm 38:11. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds. My neighbors stay far away. Grace and grief. There's a certain amount of isolation that comes with great tragedy or severe loss. It's not because of you. It's not because of your friends and family. It's the nature of this awful reality. For those who know us best, we're suddenly a living example of the ugly truth that life on earth is not all sunshine and roses. Life is storms, immense, powerful, life-altering storms, and thorns, heart-piercing, blood-drawing, vicious briars that stab and wound. We are living proof that tomorrow is never guaranteed to look the way we expected it would. In our heart of hearts, most of us will admit that we'd walk away from this if we could. We can't. But our friends and family can. And sometimes they do. I know it's hard, but do your best to extend them grace. Pray that they never find themselves in the place where they no longer have the option to walk away. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey, my beautiful dad fam. This is KSD. I'm continuing to pray through the book, Prayers for My Physical Health. And today we'll be praying about healthy skin. The scripture reference is Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you knit me together in my mother's womb, and I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, thank you for my skin. May it reflect health and vitality. I pray that the surface of my body would be like a divine shield guarding me. May every skin cell function by your design, providing divine protection and strength. Lord, let my face shine with reflected glory and help my daily habits support healthy skin growth and renewal. Lord, refresh me with your healing touch. Restore the places where my skin has been damaged. Make new what has been worn. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Let my body reflect your glory. In perfect trust and gratitude, Lord Jesus, amen. To all my dad family who are battling a skin disorder, may you be healed in Jesus' name.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we come before you acknowledging our desperate need for your divine wisdom today. We humbly ask that you grant us a wisdom that is pure, untainted by selfish motives or worldly desires. Let this wisdom be deeply peace-loving, guiding us towards harmony and reconciliation in all our interactions. May it make us truly considerate of others, always mindful of their needs and feelings, and genuinely submissive to your perfect will. We pray this wisdom overflows with mercy and good fruit, inspiring us to acts of kindness and righteousness, and that it makes us completely impartial in our own judgment, treating everyone with fairness and equity. Finally, Father, let this wisdom be profoundly sincere, reflecting a true heart devoted to you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Praising you, Father, at the start of the day, seeking your favor as I go on my way. Help me not waver, help me not sway, help me the Holy Spirit's urgings to obey. My little light is shining bright, and I slept serenely through the night. You said those you loved would prosper even while they sleep, and I can testify that that's a promise you definitely keep. I got blessings coming at me from every side, blessings that cannot and will not be denied, showers of blessings, just like the old hymn used to say. And I know it's only because of my association with you, Father, that makes it that way. And every day I'm learning to trust you more, even though I don't know what's in store. But I'm not afraid to step into the unknown, because day after day my faith has grown to be larger than my fear, because you're always near. You never leave me, even though the world tries to deceive me. Fear is false evidence appearing real, the truth concealed. But through your Holy Spirit, truth is revealed. Whenever there are shadows, there also has to be light, and that's enough for me to see what's right. Your word is light and a lamp for my feet, making me confident, bold, and complete. So even though I don't know what's going to happen today, I can confidently say, I love you, Father. Have your own way. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for June 26th. When we read or sing this psalm, we hear our King Jesus praying for those who live under his rule. He's praying that we will receive all the benefits of his victory accomplished on the cross. He's praying that our sons will grow and flourish and not experience being cut down by the enemy. He's praying that our daughters will be strong and beautiful inside and out, rather than living in fear of enslavement. He's praying that our families will prosper and live in safety within the city he has secured for his people. Joyful indeed are those whose God is the Lord. Day by day, we experience the blessing that is ours because we are united to Christ. May our children flourish like a well-nurtured plant. May our children be like a graceful pillar carved to beautify a palace. May our family enjoy the satisfaction and security of having Jesus as our King. I love you, family.
The Lord will fight for you. You need only be still. God wasn't asking his people to deny fear, but to remember his power to defend. The one who commands the seas isn't shaken by armies. The one who has delivered his people before won't abandon them now. Whether we're navigating motherhood, marriage, singleness, health, or aging parents, the pressure in our lives may differ from those in ancient Israel, but the weight and fear are still real. Thankfully, God's promise still holds true. Stillness isn't doing nothing. It's surrendering our grip, releasing what we think we must control, and trusting God to work in ways we can't. What if some of what we're holding was never ours to shoulder? Instead of controlling every detail, we can find true peace by resting in the one who fights for us and wins battles beyond our strength. You and I don't have to hold it all together. When we can't, he holds us. God, thank you for meeting me right where I am. When fear rises, remind my heart there's no battle too big for you and no burden too heavy for you. Help me release what I'm holding and rest on the truth that you are finding for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, DAB family. This is Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio. Cowboy, I'm praying for your daughter, this high-risk pregnancy. I ask the Lord would just protect her, protect the baby, place his hand of shield around her, not just her and the baby, but her heart and mind, would keep her at perfect peace, and when the delivery approaches, to be a delivery with perfect safety. I also pray that her father would just rest in the knowledge and peace that the Lord loves them and will take care of them in Jesus' name. Sarah from Iowa, I'm praying for your sister Carol. Oh Lord, just be with her in the hospital. Strengthen her, encourage her, protect her from falls. Guide the surgeon's decisions as they look at this C7 fracture. And I just continue to lift her up to you for safety and healing and no setbacks. Keep the blood flowing in her calves for no blood clots and no other side effects or setbacks or anything else. And that she could return to her baseline and praise you and continue in life in Jesus' name. Brian in Uber Heights, I'm just lifting up the family of a man that was instrumental to you, Gary Phillips, for his wife Tanya, Jessica, and Jeanette, his daughters, that they would find a time of reflection in the morning, a time of joy, that the Lord would bring a few smiles to them, to their faces, and they would know that their father truly loved them and loved the Lord. And I'm praying for you too during this time as you mourn his loss. In Jesus' name. Thank you all. I love all of you.
Hey, this message goes out for Trina, Victorious, and Vegas. I couldn't help but be reminded of Val from Vegas. You sound a lot like her too. Years ago, she was calling in really, really going through it. And we all prayed for her, and she would call in with praise report after praise report. And I know that's going to be the case with you. Your value, your self-value is not right now. Like, you know, Satan and the fallen angels are in your ear telling you all the things you did in the past and how you're not in the place where you need to be right now and all that. Don't listen to it. It's all lies. You are the daughter of the Most High God, the creator of everything, like every single thing. And yeah, we mess up, but that's in the past. And Jesus said, don't pay no attention to the future. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Just center yourself in today. Just take steps to what you can do today And it's not up to you. Like, all you have to do is pray, be in the Word, and God leads you. Like, you don't have to be winning right now. You don't have to be succeeding in the best possible way. God can take absolute people that are absolutely failing and just completely change their lives. I've seen it in my dad. I've seen it in myself. I've seen it over and over again. So I'm going to pray for you now. Lord, I ask that you can get, that you give Trina contentment in life where she's at. Help her to calm herself. Help her to be centered in you, Lord, and lean on you, Lord. Help her to rest under your wing, as your metaphor in Psalms 91. Lord, lead her where she needs to go. Provide for her, Lord. Help there be resolution between her and her family, Lord. Help heal all of their hearts. And mostly, Lord, help lift her self-esteem. In Jesus' name.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in June 26th to pray for our children. May our sons flourish in their youth like well-nurtured plants. May our daughters be like graceful pillars carved to beautify a palace. Psalm 144, verse 12. When we read Psalm 144, we can picture David asking God to give him victory over the enemies who threaten the safety and well-being of God's people. In the final part of the psalm, it's as if David imagines what life will be like when God answers his prayer. The victory that God gives will lead to blessing for all who live under the reign of the king. Their children, who are described in Psalm 128 as young olive trees, will continue to grow. Their sons will become like well-nurtured plants instead of being cut down. Their daughters will stand tall in beauty and strength instead of cowering in fear. Rather than going hungry or languishing in need, they'll have plenty to eat and to trade. And instead of living in constant fear of being attacked, they will live a life of joy and peace. In other words, when the Lord gives victory to his king, all who live under his rule will enjoy the benefits of that victory. And just as the blessing of the people in David's day was tied to their king, so our blessing is tied to that of our king. All who are joined to Christ are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Ephesians 1, 3. To be continued.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is for such a time as this. I had my surgery this past Wednesday on total knee replacement on my left leg. The surgery went well, but I'm not doing so well. Still in it, quite a bit of pain, and have been placed in inpatient rehab to try to get my knee to moving where I can be the caregiver I am for my husband. So anyway, I just need your prayers. Be with my husband while I'm here so he can get what he needs, and that I'll get better faster than I feel like I'm going to get, because the insurance won't cover too long. Anyway, God bless you all, and thanks for your prayers. Love you, and have a good day. Bye.
Hey, my beautiful dad fam, this is KSD. I'm continuing to pray through the book Prayers for My Physical Health. And today we'll be praying about healthy skin. The scripture reference is Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you knit me together in my mother's womb, and I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, thank you for my skin. May it reflect health and vitality. I pray that the surface of my body would be like a divine shield guarding me. May every skin cell function by your design, providing divine protection and strength. Lord, let my face shine with reflected glory
and help my daily habits support healthy skin growth and renewal. Lord, refresh me with your healing touch. Restore the places where my skin has been damaged. Make new what has been worn. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Let my body reflect your glory. In perfect trust and gratitude, Lord Jesus, amen. To all my dad family who are battling a skin disorder, may you be healed in Jesus' name.
This is Hands to Heaven with another moment from Morning Devotions. Psalm 38:11. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds. My neighbors stay far away. Grace and grief. There's a certain amount of isolation that comes with great tragedy or severe loss. It's not because of you. It's not because of your friends and family. It's the nature of this awful reality. For those who know us best, we're suddenly a living example of the ugly truth that life on earth is not all sunshine and roses. Life is storms, immense, powerful, life-altering storms, and thorns, heart-piercing, blood-drawing, vicious briars that stab and wound. We are living proof that tomorrow is never guaranteed to look the way we expected it would. In our heart of hearts, most of us will admit that we'd walk away from this if we could. We can't. But our friends and family can. And sometimes they do. I know it's hard, but do your best to extend them grace. Pray that they never find themselves in the place where they no longer have the option to walk away. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey, everybody. This is Following the Pillar. I just wanted to call in two things. The first is a praise report. We have gotten back to Missouri safely, about 2,000 miles of driving, but everybody stayed awake, stayed safe. So we were able to get through all of that and get back here. The wedding went wonderfully. It was beautiful. Just wanted to thank all of you for your prayers through all of that. And then I wanted to just give a prayer for the Daily Audio Bible community. Lord God, your word says that if we take delight in you, you'll give us the desires of our hearts. So I just pray that over the upcoming time that we would just learn to ask for your will to be done in our life. Lord God, that you would give us the desires of our heart, not that you give us anything that we want, Lord God, but that you would actually give us what to desire, and that as we search for you and as we chase for your word, Lord God, that you would just align us with your will, align us with your way, and just allow us to come together in this community and allow us to find a path forward. That's what we're searching for. I thank you for all of your goodness. I praise you, Lord God. And I ask this for all of us here. In your Holy Son, Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we come before you acknowledging our desperate need for your divine wisdom today. We humbly ask that you grant us a wisdom that is pure, untainted by selfish motives or worldly desires. Let this wisdom be deeply peace-loving, guiding us towards harmony and reconciliation in all our interactions. May it make us truly considerate of others, always mindful of their needs and feelings, and genuinely submissive to your perfect will. We pray this wisdom overflows with mercy and good fruit, inspiring us to acts of kindness and righteousness, and that it makes us completely impartial in our own judgments, treating everyone with fairness and equity. Finally, Father, let this wisdom be profoundly sincere, reflecting a true heart devoted to you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. This is Northeast Kneebender, and I wanted to come in prayer with our sister, Blessed from the Northwest, as I heard your prayer request. And I just want you to know that I will be praying and fasting on the 13th for the court case. I'm standing in the gap, believing that the Lord is working this out. I'm praying for the judge that is ruling over this case. I'm praying for the individual you said is going to be investigating this case. And I am truly just standing in the gap. God bless you, love you, my sisters and brothers, Northeast Kneebender.
Heavenly Father, I come before your presence with thanksgiving in my heart, Lord. I pray alongside my brothers here, dear Lord, brothers and sisters, you God. Miss Minita from Illinois, Father, you know where everyone lives, your God. You know every need, Lord, here. Father, I worship you, I praise your name, I come near to your throne, dear Father, in confidence, lifting up my brother, Cowboy, dear Lord, who has requested prayer for his daughter. I pray, dear God, for peace. I pray, dear God, for health. I pray, dear God, that this high-risk pregnancy will not be high-risk anymore, Father. You can change things around, Lord. Show yourself strong in her life. Give her peace and protect her. Guide her, dear Lord. She sounds like a good girl, dear Father. Please bless her. Bless her in a very special way, Father. Pour your blessings out upon this family. Bless his dad who loves her so much. Bless him and give him peace, dear Father. He loves you, he understands, and he has acknowledged that you are good, that you good, good Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. My brother, I will continue to pray for you and your daughter. May everything go well. In Jesus' name, amen. A big hug.
Good morning, my DAB family. This is Northeast Kneebender, and it is Saturday, the 27th of June. And I just heard our devotional for the day, or reading for the day. And I heard Cowboy asking for prayer for his daughter, who is going to give birth to her third baby, and she was a high risk, or is a high risk, pregnancy and delivery, and how she's worrying for her spouse and the bills and everything to be in order. And I pray for you, my brother, as a father, and I am praying for your daughter in this pregnancy, and I know that God can do everything exceedingly abundantly over anything we can ask or even imagine. And I know that our Father could help her give birth very easily, and that she is going to be well. I am praying for this and for this new baby, this addition to your family. I also want to pray for a sister that called and asked for prayer for her sister who has Parkinson's, but she fell and she has fractured the C7. And so I am praying for your sister. I am praying for the Lord to divinely heal her. I love you, my family. I pray that each and every one of you will continue to trust in our Lord and Savior. God bless you, Northeast Kneebender.
Good morning, good evening, good night to the DAB family. Thank you all so much for your wonderful prayers and phenomenal encouragement to each other. My name is Denzel. I have never received a prayer for myself specifically, but sometimes when I'm listening to the prayers, I feel as if these are somewhat for me as well. This is an encouragement to everyone that's going through so much. And life is a lot. So we all are going through tremendous pain, hurt, loss within family members, friends, jobs. We lose a lot, but there's a win for us to all come together every time and actually pray for each other. That's the win. I'm a great sinner. I am someone that's in no way near close to being the most holy person, but I will say I remember this part of the Bible where they were beating and stripping Jesus, and he kept getting up and kept pushing. And there would be people who keep telling him, just stay down, just move along, bro, just leave it, bro, just chill out. And he kept going, and he kept carrying his own cross. He kept carrying his own pain, his anguish. And he was carrying it for us. You don't know who you're encouraging, everyone, because a lot of y'all carrying pain for me. So I just say thank you, and I want to encourage you, soldiers of God. I love y'all. Thank you all. Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Good morning, my DAB family. This is Northeast Kneebender. And as I was listening to the prayer and encouragement line of this past weekend, which was the 26th, I think it is, I heard Redeemed from Southern Illinois, and she was... Congratulations on your son's wedding, by the way. But you were stating that your husband made a comment that he was jealous of his new daughter-in-law. And I think that to be that he is going to miss his son. And if your son has a great relationship with his father, I think he's just going to miss him. I believe that, you know, we as humans, though we love, you know, whether it's our in-laws or our daughters-in-law, sons-in-laws, mothers-in-laws, there's a sense of a loss. He won't be there as much, even though I'm sure he was living on his own, but there was an ability to see him more. That's my take on it, my sister. But I will be praying for your husband. God bless you, and congratulations. Northeast Kneebender, loving all of you.
Good morning, my DAB family. This is Northeast Kneebender, and I wanted to pray for our brother, Daniel Johnson Jr. I heard your cries, my brother, on the prayer and encouragement line that I have been re-listening to. And your cry, that time that you called, that it was evening and your flare-ups were happening and you were so uncomfortable, and how your mind just wanders. And my brother, our Lord tells us that he bottles up our tears. And so, my brother, you are being heard and prayed for. And we are standing in the gap for you. I know God is working it out. I know that this is just a season. And I just wanted to tell you that I'm praying for you. You are loved. And to my brothers and sisters that are going through pain, with whatever situation, whether it's your back, your knee, your shoulder, your spine, a headache, earache, there's so many things going on. Your sister, Northeast Kneebender, is praying day and night. And as I remember you throughout the day, I want you to know that I love you. I am standing in the gap. I am interceding on your behalf and standing with you in victory. I love you all. Northeast Kneebender.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for June 29th. Still today, we don't particularly relish standing out because of our worship of God and obedience to His ways. This can be especially hard for our children as they seek to find their place in the world. So we must lead by example as well as teaching them God's word, which says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." Romans 12:2. Lord, we want to be yours and live for you alone, but we feel the tug of the world that seeks to cast us into its mold. Give our children courage today to be different from those around them. Help our children to see that worshiping anything other than you will be their downfall. I love you, family.
Good morning, my DAB family. This is Lavishly Loved by the Lord, and it's been a long time since I've called in. I've been a listener for about 7 or 8 years. I don't call in too often, but I'm constantly praying for everyone, and I felt the Lord's heart pushing on me to call in today to stand with all those parents who have prodigal children. This morning I heard, I don't remember her name, but she called in and said that she has had a daughter that she hasn't seen in over 12 years. My son, we haven't seen him in a year, and I feel your pain. I can't imagine the pain that we feel now only after a year. It was a really bad scene. His partner has such control and manipulation and is feeding him with such lies. We just want him to know that we love him and that our door is still and will always be open to him. And I pray that the Lord keep him eternally safe. And I pray for all those parents that are in the same situation, that God give them a sense of peace and allow them to know that God is still and always will be holding their children in his loving arms. I hope everybody has a blessed day.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Depending on the part of the world you're hearing this prayer from. My name is Lovelyn, and I'm calling in from France, and I'm calling in to pray. I had a testimony from a brother that was just released from prison 21 days ago. What an awesome story. What an awesome testimony that the word of God has changed you. You couldn't wait to come back to download the app. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you. You know, God can get our attention through any means. And I'm so happy that something new happened in your life, even while you are there. I'm so happy. And we're using you as a point of contact, reaching every other brethren that are behind bars. And we're praying for the mercy of God too, to locate them, for mercy to speak in place of judgment. They will find God. Even in this darkest point of their life, they will find God. Our brother standing on the word of God. I forgot your name, but I always love your prayer. I am standing on the word of God. You say we should pray for you. Something was happening in your office. You are doing a presentation to 9 people and some story. You say we're praying for you that the Lord should use you to reach out to those of your colleague, and the Lord should expose whatever needs to be exposed, and the Lord should come through for you. You say we should pray for your son too. You are the only friend your son has. We're praying for your son that the Lord should bring company that will lift him up, that will bring the best out of him, not bring him down, but to lift him up. We're praying for your son Alice too, that the good Lord that started every perfect work in his life, that will perfect it. I will bring good people around him. He said we should pray for your daughter too. We're praying for your daughter. We're praying. And the good Lord, as you're standing on the word of God, every word of God concerning children.
Hello, DAB family. This is Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio. I'd like to welcome Psalm 51 Lopez to the community. We're thankful for you and look forward to hearing from you. Little Cherie in Canada, I'm lifting up Eagle Eye Bruce right now in the hospital with advanced cancer. I'm asking the Lord to be present in his room, for the Holy Spirit to fill his room with his peace, to ease his pain and suffering, and to just bring a peace and a joy in his heart that he knows the Lord is present. I'm asking the Lord to open doors that seem closed for Nikki to get to the United States for her heart surgery. Oh Lord Jesus, you know the need that she has, and you can work beyond our human means, Lord, to open doors. We just ask that in Jesus' name. And I'm also lifting up Pastor Gandalf, as you affectionately call him, for his health and continued blessings. And finally, Jamie in New Jersey, laying off people is a difficult task, and your heart was on full display for us. So I'm going to lift up the Lord, lift you up to the Lord, that he would carry you through this time, reduce your anxiety, and be with you so that your words can be pleasant and sweet, compassionate and kind as you go through this difficult process. I'm praying that the Lord would bring friends to your son Alex, Lord. He knows that there is somebody that could love Alex and care for him, and I'm asking the Lord to bring that to him soon in the name of Jesus. And for Katarina, I'm praying that her heart would be inclined to follow the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit would fall on her with conviction to have a deeper walk with him. And I ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Thank you. I love all of you.
Hello, this is Peace and Joy from West Michigan. This is my first time calling in. I need prayers for the healing of relationships in my family. I have been estranged from them for almost 3 years, and I have been ill with an extremely rare neurological illness for over 10 years, and me and my doctors are now finally discovering that there is an underlying infectious disease that's causing the neurological issue. There's been a lot of gossip and twisted truths and things of that nature that have made me lose everyone I've ever known or loved, including my ex-husband, my whole family, and all my friends. I feel very alone, and I'm quite debilitated. I am going to be looking into the legal possibility of speaking up on behalf of a group of people who can't speak up for themselves. And I just ask for prayer for that as well, that the dear Lord would go before me, and that it would only take one stone to topple that Goliath. Thank you so much for everything that you do, and I pray blessings on all of you dabbers. Thank you.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we pray for opportunities to share the light of Jesus with those around us. Make us willing vessels for your kingdom, ready to pour out the good news you've entrusted to us. Help us to be believers who praise you for things that seem small, recognizing your faithfulness in every detail of our lives. May we also glorify you for seemingly big things you do, never taking your mighty works for granted. Let our lives be a testament to your grace, shining brightly for all to see. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey, Dev family, this is Christ in Me. I just wanted to give you all a little update on my hospital stay. I got out after one day. They did the MRI and it came back clear. So they told me it was a possible TIA. So if you would just continue to cover me in prayer, I'd appreciate it. It looks like it's good news, and like I said, there was no damage. So just thank you, Lord. Thank you, family, for praying for me. Bye, y'all.
Hey, DAB brothers and sisters, this is Byron out in Florida. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to Jamie in New Jersey. I heard your call the other day. I too am a leader in the corporate world that has experienced a number of rifts, the reduction in force. Fortunately, at this point, none of my teams have been affected, but a lot of people I've been working closely with for a number of years are now gone, and it's a traumatic experience for them as well as for the people left behind. So my prayers are with you and the people that you need to talk to, and I just pray that the Lord turns that into a perfect surprise for them. I too also have a son that is autistic, Nehemiah. He just turned 12. And the other day, my daughter remarked, she said, Nehemiah doesn't have any friends. And that bothered me, even though I already knew it was true. It just bothered me to hear it said out loud like that. And so I can sympathize with your concern from that end. And we'll definitely keep you and Alex in my prayers. I will say that my older son, Caleb, was also autistic. And many, many years ago, I put a similar concern before this community. And today, Caleb has a cadre of friends that he'll probably keep for the rest of his life in one form or another. So I don't know what Nehemiah's journey will be or Alex's. Every life is different. But I do know that God is faithful and he will see through the purposes that he's placed into them and will take care of them. Ultimately, they're his kids and not ours. And so I will keep you and Alex and your family in prayer and pray for wisdom and guidance and peace to know that he's got it taken care of. I love you. Thank you for always praying for us.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in June 29th to pray for our children. King Ahaz then went to Damascus to meet with the king Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria. While he was there, he took special note of the altar. Then he sent a model of the altar to Uriah the priest, along with its design in full detail. Uriah followed the king's instructions and built an altar just like it, and it was ready before the king returned from Damascus. 2 Kings 16, 10-11. From the very beginning, when God brought his people out of slavery in Egypt, he told them that they were to be set apart from every other nation. They were meant to live in purity, loving and enjoying the blessing of the one true God, so that all the nations around them would want to worship their God. But instead of remaining distinct, they slowly became just like everyone around them. In this scene, in 2 Kings, Ahaz, the king over Judah, no longer makes any pretense of worshiping or trusting the one true God. He has turned to pagan nations to make alliances that he thinks will ensure their safety. When he visits a town to the north that has been captured by Assyria, the altar in the middle of the town catches his eye. When Ahaz returned to Jerusalem, it was out with the old and in with the new. He launched an all-out redesign of the temple to make it more like the temples of other nations. But this overhaul only led to disaster, as sacrifices offered on the newly designed altars were his downfall and the downfall of Israel. 2 Chronicles 28, verse 23. To be continued.
Hello, DAB family. This is Mark, your baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio. Victorious in Vegas, Trina. I'm so sorry to hear that you are in the depths of despair with an estranged son and resentment from your childhood and out of your apartment, your 17-year-old daughter, and I praise the Lord that you have a place to stay. But I just want to say, do not lift up regrets and shame. Regrets and shame have no place in the forgiveness of Jesus. I heard somebody once say to me, which really helped me, that Jesus redeems our past. Your past has been redeemed, Victorious. He loves you. You're forgiven. Wait on the Lord. Lift up your request to him and trust him, and he will work all things out for you in Jesus' name. I believe that. Beauty from Ashes in Tennessee. I'm asking the Lord to strengthen you through this post-viral syndrome, to reduce your pain, to reduce any anxiety, and to show you in a real way what he wants to reveal to you in this life-changing event in the name of Jesus. Robin in Texas, I'm praying for your mom. I'm asking for the Lord to do his will in her life. We don't know what that might be. She may have a sense, but I'm just praying and agreeing with you for her healing of her lungs, air passages, and strength, that she could return home in Jesus' name. And there were two prayers for backs today. Heather in Tennessee, you prayed for back pain, and oh boy, do I need it. And KSD, you came on and prayed for straight spines. So I'm going to receive both of those and trust in the Lord for healing. In Jesus' name, I love all of you.
Hey, y'all, it's Asia. calling from the City of Angels, and I'm just calling to lift up some prayer requests. So let's go before our most gracious Father, Abba, Almighty Lord and God, to seek His face, to sit at His altar, to bow down before Him. Heavenly Father, we hallow Your name. You are high and holy and set apart, Lord God, and yet You look down and You see Your children, Father God. You listen to our cries, our pleas, our petitions, Father. So we come before You, Father, lifting up our brothers and sisters in our faith family, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we lift up Saved by Grace. Her daughter, Christina is really in need of You, Lord God. Both of her daughters are prodigal, Christina and Lisa, and Saved by Grace has not seen her grandsons for so many years, and she's hurting, Lord God. She's hurting to see how hard-hearted her daughter is, and we just pray, Father God, if it is in Your sovereign will that her daughter and both of her daughters are Your chosen ones, Father God. We know it's only by Your grace that You save anyone, Lord. And we are just lifting up all the prodigals out there, everyone's prodigal, that You may save them in the right season, Father God, and they may turn to You in repentance and confession and faith and belief, Father, and be restored. Lord, we pray this, God. And we also pray for Kristen, Christ in Me, who's having some eye issues, Lord God, and some numbing on one side of her face, Lord. She's going in for an MRI, and she needs Your healing touch, Lord God. We're praying that You will heal her and You'll support her in this season, Father God. And also, Lord, we are lifting up Jamie's son, Father. Lord, put some friends in his life, a great group of young people to be his friend, Father. We just ask.
What's up, Dad fam? Hey, this is Cowboy. I just wanted to call in and offer up a prayer request to Miss Diane and Mighty Man of God, Jeff. I love that prayer request. I love it. I love it. That Miss Diane gets some good old training and Jeff gets some good old rest. And, you know, might I make a suggestion? Maybe, if this hasn't already been done, maybe y'all can do it. Create a easy tutorial on your phone, something that when she feels the spirit move her and she's ready to start going through whatever it is she wants to go through, she's got that tutorial right there on that phone, step by step. And if that doesn't work, we're still going to pray that the Lord just moves and just creates a pathway, so that way this learning path is just super easy and super accessible to her. So Lord, thank You for this day. Thank You for this beautiful couple. Thank You for the hearts of both of these individuals. Lord, just pray that things come a little bit easier to Miss Diane, Lord, and that because she's just desperately wanting to seek You and search You out. So Lord, let's just make that road a little bit more accessible to her, Father. Lord, and pray for this mighty man of God, Jeff, old patience of Job, Jeff. Let's pray that this brother gets him some much needed sleep and rest. And Lord, thank You for this servant's heart, Father. In Your mighty, mighty name we pray. Amen. I love it. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Hi, this is Cowgirl from Canada, and I want to pray for Roberta and her family and the struggles that she's going through. After 23 years of marriage, the marriage is now ending. She's trying to pack up her house and having a lot of issues with loneliness and just having to realize that this relationship is over and trying to move on and survive day to day, I imagine. And her husband is in a relationship with another woman. They have two children that are not believers, and I don't think her husband is a believer. If you will, Roberta, go back to April the 7th. That was my birthday, and I was pleading on Daily Audio Bible for prayer because I was in severe depression, and God miraculously brought me out of that after a total of about 3.5 months in the darkness. And so I just want you to know that there is hope, and everybody else, the Dad family that are listening, that there is hope, and God is a God of miracles, and He's a God of restoring us. But we do need to take a knee. We need to bow and humble ourselves before the Almighty God. and ask him for mercy. Find out what in our lives is going on that we need to bring before him and repent of as well, and get the support and care from others in the Christian community, whether that's also with doctors or counseling or medications, just to humble ourselves and really submit ourselves to God. So I bring Roberta and her family before you, and that she's just suffering so much right now. Just pray that your Holy Spirit might encompass her, angels of the right amount and number and type might be there to minister to her in a very profound way, so that she might not feel this loneliness. She'll feel your presence. Bring correction to her husband so that he can follow the right path, and her children, that they might know and understand the God of peace and love that they need to hear about and see in real life. Amen.
Good morning. I want to lift up a couple prayers from this morning. First is for Carol, who's just seeking prayer for her prodigal daughter. She's mentioned she hasn't seen her since 2012, which is a very long time. And they have a grandson they were only able to see when he was still a baby. And we're now going on 14 years later. So Lord, would you please, we know your will is to reconcile and to bring reconciliation to all things, but we know we live in a fallen world, and we know your ways are higher than our ways, and it's a mystery to us why some things get restored on this earth before your second coming and some things don't. But out of faith, we just bring this situation to you and ask that you bring reconciliation here and now. Let your kingdom break through here and now on earth. Let it just be a testimony to your goodness and love. I also want to pray for Kristen, who has had like a experience with double vision and some weird eye stuff. We just pray for everything involved. Sight, anything affecting your sight is scary. Anything affecting your balance is scary. So we just pray that you, that it would just be something small and would either fix itself, or that the diagnosis would be a minor one and it could be addressed with the gift of modern medicine. So we thank you for that, Lord. And I just want to ask for a quick prayer. My grandfather passed this morning at 2:52 a.m. He was 97. He's been without my grandma for 17 years, so I know he was ready. But all of us are having to grieve. So if you just pray for my family, thank you.
Hello, DAB family. This is Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio. I didn't catch your name, but you said you were from Harrisburg. I'm lifting up your nephew, who's just diagnosed with cancer, and you said his father is not a believer. Oh, Lord Jesus, you know this little boy. Touch him, Lord. Remove all fear. And Lord, let him see you in some form or fashion, Lord, whether it be in his heart, whether it be an angel. But let him be the witness to his father to cling to you and to lean on you during this most difficult time for the family. And I'm not sure of the name. Weave in Ohio, you are experiencing the normal anxiety over this repeat colonoscopy. I pray for your heart. I pray for your strength. I pray that you would take thoughts captive as you wait this next exam. And I pray that the Lord has completely healed you in Jesus' name. And what a difficult story, Asia, from the City of Angels for David Nathan. Oh, I just lift up you. I lift up your mom. That the Lord would comfort you during this time. That the Lord would reassure you that he has David Nathan, that he loves him. That David would stumble by the Lord's direction into a facility that would love him and provide him with the care he needs, that would share the gospel with him in a deep and loving way. I just pray for him right now in Jesus' name. Protect him, Lord. Keep him safe. Thank you. I love all of you.
Hi, this is Cowgirl from Canada, and just out in my barnyard now, and just want to pray for a few people. So Courteous from the Commonwealth called in, I think it was June the 8th. I'm behind currently June the 30th. And he was asking for prayer for he and his wife who are separated. He had a traumatic brain injury, and she's been going through breast cancer treatments. And so he just wants he wants to get the relationship back together, but he knows that he has some more healing to take place, and she just hasn't really reached out for counseling and help. And so, Heavenly Father, just bring this couple before you and realize how much trauma there's has gone on in their relationship and their lives, and it's been so difficult for his wife Angie to go through this breast cancer treatment and surgery. Really pray that your Holy Spirit might minister to her so that she can realize your presence and your love for her. That's beyond imagination. You stand on high, just at the gates of heaven or wherever, you're everywhere, and you wait with compassion for us with open arms. And just pray for everybody in the Dab community that is seeking and wanting that loneliness hole filled and the presence of your Holy Spirit. Just understand that you are our Father waiting with open arms for us, and we need to take that step towards you. So I pray that Angie might do that, and that you might bring the people around her that she needs, the support system and the counselors perhaps that she needs, anyone that can be of assistance and be with Curtius as well, that as he tries to love on her in an unconditional loving way, that you might give him the wisdom and endurance and perseverance that he needs. Bring this couple before you in your name. Amen.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Godzilla Flower calling, and I want to thank the fellow who called in. He's been out of prison for a month. I think he called himself Psalm 59 Lopez from Florida. I could be wrong about that. But anyways, I just want to thank you for calling in and giving us such encouragement to hear you so excited for the Lord, and that people in prison are listening and receiving the prayers that we send to them and the encouragement to live the life God chose them to live wherever they are. I always say to people, we just called to bloom where we're planted. And you know, if your Paul was in prison and Peter and John, and they were all imprisoned, and they bloomed where they planted, and that's what we're called to do. So thank you for calling in and giving us encouragement to keep praying for you guys. So I just want to lift you up, Father. I just pray for this young man who has come out of prison, that he will need a place to live, he will need a job, he will need many things, and we pray that your hand would guide him and lead him in the way you want him to go. Keep his fire burning, that Holy Spirit burning within him, Lord God, and he will do great things for you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Yada Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Make it a wonderful day. Just heard you, Daniel Johnson Jr., in your prayer request. And, you know, you're just calling in, and I just want to let you know that all of us agree with you that such a great podcast this is, a great ministry, a great community, that we lift each other up in a time of need. And it's overwhelming at times, but truly give praise and glory to our Lord and Savior that he led Brian and Jill and their family on the path they did. No amount of words could say thank you. I'm with you there. And we just want to pray and put our hands upon you that the health issues that you are dealing with, and we know there are many in this community that are dealing with some health issues, and we ask for the Lord to walk through those. Walk us through those, Lord. Let us comfort each other, lean into you, and if it is your will, you take the pains, the sufferings, whatever it is, away from us. I also want to lift up Billy from the Trinity Stone and the wonderful ministry he's been in, and others, some issue with the paper. And I know the first time you called in, I know because my son's in jail too, and when I'd send him a letter, all of a sudden he wasn't getting the letter. They would send it somewhere and have to scan it in, and then I guess print it out at the jails because they didn't want the paper to come through. So we understand what's going on with that, and we pray the Lord will direct you and help you in other ways that you can continue that ministry. So I'm going to lift this up to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, and God bless. Remember, the same Lord and Savior that saved us is the same Lord and Savior that can save our children.
Hi, this is Anthony from Decatur. Kristen, Christ in me, I've prayed for you. I know exactly what you're going through. I won't say exactly, but pretty much what you're going through. On June 12th of this year, I experienced a tightening in my jaw. My jaw just locked and seized up. Then my face went numb. I had to go to the hospital. I thought I was having a stroke. At the hospital, they did a CT with and without contrast. They didn't find a stroke. The next day, they did an MRI, and they also ruled out a stroke or anything wrong with my heart. So I know during that time when you don't have insight into what's going on, it could be daunting. Know that the Lord is with you, and the Lord has you in his hands. Kristen, I hope that you can get a clear diagnosis so that you can have some peace of mind. And I hope that a good treatment plan can be worked out for you. I still experience the numbness some 14 plus days later in my cheek. I saw a neurologist and he said that it could take up to 18 to 24 months before that resolves. Not the good news I wanted to hear, but he pointed out that that was good news because that meant that I have a window in which I can get better. I know that the Lord has me in his hands. I'm not worried. I know that whatever his will is for me, it'll be the best thing for me. Kristen, I'll continue to pray for you. I love you, Kristen, and I hope that one day we get to meet in heaven.
Good morning, Dab family. This is Loving the Lord in Florida. And I was fortunate enough to be able to retire, or as I'd like to say, be repurposed last week. God has called me into women's ministry, and I am looking forward to my next chapter. So I'm asking you to cover me in prayer and cover the women that he's calling to come to this ministry as well for healing. And also, I have a male roommate that I have asked to leave because there will be no room for men in my women's ministry. And so I'm asking that you would cover him in prayer as God has him also moving into his next chapter as well. I certainly do appreciate all your prayers. Hardin family, appreciate all that you have done in this podcast to bring us all together. Thank you so much. God bless.
Greetings. Excuse me. Greetings, ZAB family. This is New Vision Growth out of New York. And this call is for the dad and husband who called regarding being under attack for the last 7 months by his wife and his wife's family. First, I just want to thank you for calling for help. A lot of people don't take advantage of the help that they have, and this community right here is a big help. I also want to commend you for being there. You didn't give up. You're still in this fight, and you're taking care of your 2.5-year daughter, and you didn't have to. You know, people say you don't get credit for taking, you know, doing what you're supposed to, but you do. You do get credit because you didn't have to, and you're still in this fight. You also mentioned that for direction for where God has told you to go. And I don't know if where God has told you to go is where your family is 3,000, but I would go 3,000 miles away. But I would say go where your support is. God is going to continue to always be with you and cover you. I'm going to be praying along with this community. It's going to be praying so you're not alone. You do have a family here. But I would definitely say go where God is leading you to go. You can't make anyone go that doesn't want to go. So you go where you get the support. You go where God has told you, and you remain to be flat-footed in the Lord and be encouraged. Again, you have an entire community here that's praying for you. Your call definitely resonated with me, and I just felt your pain. But go where God is telling you to go. He's not going to lead you somewhere and leave you and not cover you. And you do what the Lord told you to do. If you have to go back home where your support is, then you do that. But get your strength, and we will be praying for your wife.
This is Susan Flower calling. How is everybody today? I love you all. Jamie requested prayer for his family and his job, and he's such a faithful prayer warrior for us all. So let's join together in prayer over him. Father, you see Jamie and his dear heart, Lord God, and how it hurts them to have to tell people that they're laid off. And I pray, Lord God, that you would let this go smoothly and without a problem, Father, as it's so hard to dismiss people when this is their livelihood. So I pray, Lord God, over those he is going to speak to, that they would find a new and more fulfilling and better job than what they have now. And I pray over his son that you would bring friends into his life that would be good Christian friends, Lord God, that would deal with his issues that he is suffering from, and that they would bond together with him as they walk together down the narrow road. And we praise you for his daughter, Father, that she is doing well. And we ask, Father, that you keep directing her down that narrow path. Light the path before her so she will not be tempted to the left or the right, but that she would always walk in harmony with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi, my Daily Audio Bible family. This is Cowgirl from Canada, and I'm requesting prayer on June the 30th here. A few different things. I'm a family physician, getting ready to teach medical students starting in August, and I'm looking at getting a part-time position, one day a week in rural practice. And we have our farm here with horses, dogs, etc. We're just accepting or bringing three more miniature horses onto our property that are trained to drive, and so we want to use them for the glory of God to minister to other people. But we just want to incorporate them into our current herd of one mini and two quarter horses safely, so I just ask prayer for that to happen. There's also been one little incident that wasn't so pleasant, so yeah, just safety so that none of the horses get hurt. And our big quarter horse Cooper has a infection called scratches on his feet and then cut his foot, so I'm spending a lot of time dealing with that. But these are just little things, but I just ask you to pray for strength to get through these things. I did get a help from a neighbor good girl recently today, actually, to help me put up some fences and take care of the animals. So yeah, so if you'd just lift up me and my family, six kids to daughter-in-law, son-in-law, and soon to be another daughter-in-law, and four grandchildren, that our property here in rural Canada will be used for the glory of God. And now my four minis are going to say hi to you as I walk in the barn. They listen to your voices every day. That's Dusty and Penelope and Maddie and Trooper. So they're saying hi as I walk through. So they're listening as I catch up with Daily Audio Bible to Brian's voice and all of your voices, people praying. And actually your voice, Brian, is very calming for them. So thank you for your prayers, so that I might have energy and encouragement to keep going and get the job done, care for our land and property well. Thank you.
Hi, this is Cowgirl from Canada, and I've called in to pray for a number of people recently and our family as well. Just want to pray for another kind of prayer request that just came up here this evening, June the 30th. Our youngest daughter is traveling in British Columbia and ate a muffin that had some nuts in it and had a severe anaphylactic reaction, taken to the hospital and treated with intravenous antihistamines and oxygen. And she just called us, said she's doing okay but very tired. And pray for her. Her name is Janae. She's wanting to go into nursing in British Columbia, actually, where my another child lives with his family. So yeah, praise God for saving her life and keeping us safe. Just really feel like our family has been under a lot of attack recently from the evil one, and covet your prayer for protection and angels watching over us and protecting all that has to do with us, including ourselves, our workplace, home places, place of worship, and our animals, because we want to use our everything that we have for the honor and glory of God,
And I've asked prayer for my animals before, but I just pray also that I get the rest I need and the resources I need. I tend to work too hard and overdo it and don't take time to care for myself properly and take that time to be present and with God like I need to. So please pray about that. Our little barn kitten too, gave birth to a stillborn kitten yesterday, and pray for her. Her name is Remy.
This is Hands to Heaven with another moment for morning devotions. Ephesians 4, 2b. Love one another and be patient with each other. Comparison and compromise. How many of us as parents have cautioned our children not to compare themselves to others? The irony is that as adults, we're often more guilty of this than our kids. This can be true even in grieving. No two people will grieve the same way. And when you have different grieving styles within the same family, friction and frustration can often come calling. The best way to relieve this tension is with understanding and compassion. When your grief styles clash, take a deep breath and try to see beyond your loved one's actions to the grief that fuels them. Don't expect their grief to mirror yours. Try to understand, if you can, that they're doing the best they can to cope with the same harsh truth that you are, even if their way of coping is completely different from your own. Compromise in the places where you can. Extend as much grace as you are able. Remember how much love and loss that you both share. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Cowgirl from Canada. I just wanted to pray for a few people. Rob Still, worship guy or something. He's on a trip with about 40 different people in Brazil, and they're asking for prayer for safety and guidance and God's mighty power to be present in their times of worship and ministering to the people. There are thousands of people in Brazil. And I also want to pray for Cherished Daughter, I believe. This is from June the 11th prayer request. It's now June the 30th. I'm behind. So a Cherished Daughter has breast cancer, and she's going for surgery and some kind of discordant cancer, so they're not sure how they're going to treat it. I just bring you both before the throne of grace. For Rob Still, I just pray, Father, that as he leads his team in Brazil, that you might anoint him and his team powerfully by the hand of the Holy Spirit and God the Father, God the Son, that you might go before them and the healing powers might flow through the gates of heaven, through these conduits of love and sacrifice to the people of Brazil, and that hearts might be prepared and open to receive the good news, and that many hundreds and thousands of people will receive you as their personal Savior, and also anoint them with the gift of healing so that there will be miraculous signs and wonders done in for your glory and honor. And I pray for Cherished Daughter, who's going through breast cancer and awaiting surgery and so forth, and asking prayer for the surgeons and the team to come up with a proper proper treatment plan. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you might miraculously go in and kill all those cancer cells in her body. May there not be any metastases. May they, if there is need for treatment, that might be successful, that she might be encouraged in faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Proverbs 31, 8 and 9. Father God, we lift up to you today Kyler, who is AWOL from his state home, and the court case regarding his care. You know what he needs, Lord God, but we pray for an advocate here on earth to speak up for what Kyler needs. Someone who will ensure his care is adequate and will allow him the freedom he believes he needs while keeping him safe at the level he needs. Father, we thank you for Lorraine and for what she is doing to speak up for Kyler. Give her the strength and wisdom she needs to continue to support him. Father, open the hearts of everyone who is making decisions for Kyler. May they do so in a way that is helpful for his care and will benefit his growth and healing. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen.
Tickle, tickle. Love you, Lorraine. Let us know how Kyler is doing.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is June 30th, and I'm a little behind on community prayers and a week, to be exact. And I have been having, been praying about a situation at work. I work with adults with disabilities, and one of my clients had a complaint about one of the job coaches. It was a situation where he didn't put the safety of the clients first, and there was a situation with the car. And so reluctantly, I didn't want to report it, but I'm obligated to report it. And I thought the situation had been resolved, and over the weekend, my boss told me that my client was lying. And there were three other clients involved. All of them confirmed what my client had said. And family, I am just asking for prayer over the situation. I've been struggling with this, trying to figure it out on my own. And I was listening to Altuli Halley, and she prayed for someone else. And in her prayer, she said, "The battle is not mine, but it is the Lord's." So that's what I'm saying. This battle is not mine, but it's the Lord. So please pray over the situation, family. I thank you. God bless you. Make it a great day.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we pray for an open heart, trusting your divine guidance to discern whom we let into our lives. Grant us the strength to release the grip of the past hurts, preventing them from hardening our spirit or making us cynical. May we extend grace and understanding to everyone, remembering that each individual carries their own unique burdens. Let our interactions be marked by your love, fostering genuine connections free from suspicion. Guide us to build relationships rooted in faith, hope, and the courage to be vulnerable, just as your word reminds us that love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey family, this is Tiffany from New Orleans. I'm calling with a heavy heart. Praise be to God, I am still employed. However, so many of my colleagues, my coworkers, they are not, especially my supervisor, Ms. Angelique Miller. And it just breaks my heart that she's been with the company for 20 years and they let her go, and several others. So I'm just asking that you guys lift up the ladies and gentlemen that lost their job at Job 1 in New Orleans, Louisiana today. It was so just heart-wrenching to find out, of all people, her, you know, my leader, you know, in the job setting, that is. But I'm just asking God to cover, keep, and protect. And it's crazy because this morning, as I listened to the prayer and encouragement after the devotion, my heart was just going out for Jamie and the people that he has to release today, or I don't know what day he's done doing it. But it was like, Lord God, you know, protect them, cover them, Lord God. And I thank you that you know things from the beginning to the end, oh God. You're so loving to do anything unkind, Lord God, and you're too wise to make a mistake. So with that, Lord God, I trust you and I thank you and I bless you. You know, I was just thanking God just to be here, because at least I can, you know, with the credential and my skills, I can always get another job. But it's just, God, you know, I just hate that for them, but God knows what it is. I don't, you know, he knows what tomorrow holds. We don't. So I just stand trusting in Jesus' name, you guys. Just keep them lifted. I love y'all. Be blessed. This is Tiffany from New Orleans. Take care.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois.
I'd like to call in a prayer request for myself. From time to time, I have these dizzy spells where I feel bad and I go to bed. And, you know, it lasts anywhere from 12 to the worst time, it was like 72 hours. It's dizziness, and sometimes there's nausea. But anyway, I feel like that's coming on today. I've been under quite a bit of stress at work, and I've never known that to bring it on, you know, really. I mean, it just comes out of the blue, but I would appreciate your prayers. And I've got some meclizine that my doctor gave me that I've never taken. I've always had it available, and I'm not sure if I want to take that or not. And then in the past, like bonine, it's similar to Dramamine, has helped me, but I haven't taken any of that either. It's just weird. I may take something when I go to bed, but your prayers are appreciated. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Brian, and all my brothers and sisters. It's Mike from Manchester, UK. Can you pray for healing for my lower back? On Tuesday, the 26th of June, I went to the shops on my mobility scooter and I rolled it. I ended up trapped underneath. I've been in agony since. I should have gone to hospital, but I didn't, because I thought I had a cataract operation on the 29th of June on the Monday. Anyway, I've got confused. It's Monday the 6th of July, my operation. I'm trying to stay out of hospital because I've been waiting a long time for this cataract operation. It's my second one. First one was successful. So please, can you just pray for healing of my lower back? I don't know what's up with it. I'm just in absolute agony all the time. Failing that, I don't really want to go in hospital if I can help it. But like I say, I know I should have been. I've got my own painkillers at home anyway. So yeah, thank you. I'd just like to pray for all my brothers and sisters who were caught up either in mental illness or addiction. I ask the Lord to heal you, because he's done that with me. 21 years since I last touched alcohol. Hopeless, helpless, and the Lord saved me.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a praise report out there for myself. I went through the prostate doctor today, urologist, and I had a PSA test a week ago. The PSA numbers came in lower. They came in 3.0. Excuse me. So that's good. It's under 4. But the PSA numbers are not exactly the exact test that needs to be ran on the prostate. So they're still going to do a follow-up biopsy in August. However, my PSA numbers were down, so that's a good thing. But anyhow, I still have a follow-up biopsy, so probably still have it, but it's just, I don't know if it's going away or whatever. But anyway, it's a good thing that my PSA numbers were lower. That is it. I will talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Altalee Hallie, and this is first of July. I'm taking my walk, my 10,000 steps, and I couldn't listen to the reading today. Also, my Gideon website, I couldn't get that up. But thank God I could watch the videos for today. But now the other part is up. But I just wanted to thank you. You've just, oh wow, there's so much to learn. And you've just gone through so much work, Brian, and the crew. Just thank you so much. I don't know if any of you have taken Bible Study Fellowship, but that's a good way to really learn the Bible better too, especially the Old Testament. But anyway, we are so blessed and looking forward to a long walk. And Jesus Christ be praised. And I'm just so thankful for you all. And God is so good. Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Psalm 34, 17 to 20. Father God, we lift up to you today the sister whose call aired on June 6th and the murder of her aunt. Father, you hear us when we call to you for your help in times of anguish. You are our rescue when our spirits are absolutely crushed. We will face many things in our earthly suffering, but you are there for us every time and protect us. Father, we ask you to protect the hearts and minds of this family as they learn more about this murder. Give them peace in all the court hearings, envelop them in your love, and give them strength to endure. We pray for the individual who committed this crime. Father, convict him in his heart to repent, to apologize, and to find salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask all these things in your Son's precious name. Amen. Love you, sister. Let us know how your family's doing and if there's anything else or more specific we can pray for.
Good morning, my dear family. It's Susan from Canada God's Yellow Flower, and I want to lift up Anissa, who is depressed with two small children, and I also want to lift up the man who has his wife, a bipolar wife, in the hospital, and he's looking after their children and needs direction. So, Father, we lift up these two situations to you, and we ask you, Father, to move mightily in their lives. Give them the direction they need to go. Give them the rich Christian counsel that will help them to make the right decisions at the right time. Lord God, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we pray you would bestow your wisdom upon these two situations in particular, and bring glory to your name through it all. Strengthen them, encourage them, and keep them moving forward in their life. Don't let them get stalled in and not move forward at all. So we ask your Holy Spirit to just bring new life into them both and draw them nearer and nearer to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hello, fellow dabbers. Today is July 1st, and I want to share this with you. I was really encouraged this morning reading in 2 Kings with King Hezekiah, and the way he demonstrated his utmost faith in God. And that encouraged me that the people in the Bible, they had this real deep understanding and knowledge that our God is a true and living God. And compared to idols and man-made gods who have no power, our God is the true and living God. And that encouraged my heart to see the deep faith and trust Hezekiah had. And I'm thinking that in these days when everybody is saying, is there a God? Can I trust him? And so on. We really need to go back and see how faith is demonstrated in the Bible, in the Old Testament, even in the New Testament as well. And that should encourage our hearts to know and believe that our God is a true and living God, and he is worthy of our trust. I just give him thanks, Lord, for that encouragement and that revelation I had this morning as I was reading the story of Hezekiah. God bless you. Thank you, Brian, for your reading, and thank you to all the team that makes the Daily Audio Bible possible. God bless you all. Have a good day. Randolph from Toronto.
This is Candace from Oregon speaking from my heart to yours. Though the enemy works hard to convince you otherwise, there is love. Love for you. Unending unalterable, unshakable love. Descending from the sky above, angels were sent to tell us of his birth, living water for our thirst. There is love. How far will he go to save us from hell and death and grave? He alone can bring us back from this, make a way so we are his. There is love. Know this. Plant your roots down. Know this deep. Receive him and follow now. He is your heart. He is your home. In everything, with thanks, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Know this, plant your roots down. Know this deep. Receive him and follow now. He is your heart. He is your home.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in July 1st to pray over our children. The scripture verse today was 2 Kings 18, 19, and verse 35. The Lord had used the Assyrian armies to deal with the people of the northern kingdom of Israel. Now the Assyrian king was threatening the southern kingdom of Judah. He sent his army to the walls of Jerusalem, where the warriors began to call out to King Hezekiah's best men. After reminding them that the Lord had not rescued the northern kingdom from Assyria, they had a message for the king in the form of a question. What are you trusting in that makes you so confident? Isn't this the question that our enemy constantly hurls at us as parents? Our enemy mocks our confidence that God will save and secure our children. Our enemy points out all the young people around us who have fallen victim to his deceptions and false promises. Then he asks us why we think the Lord is going to rescue our children. Hezekiah shows us what to do when we hear the mocking, taunting voice of our enemy. When King Hezekiah heard their report, he tore his clothes and put on burlap and went into the temple of the Lord. Hezekiah turned to humble prayer. We likewise must humbly pray for God to act. Next, Hezekiah sought out a prophet who would speak God's word to him. So must we open God's word to hear him speak to us. Hezekiah's main concern was that Yahweh would vindicate his own name. He prayed, Now, O Lord our God, rescue us from his power. Then all the kingdoms of earth will know that you alone, O Lord, are God. In the same way, our hearts must be set on God, glorifying himself through the salvation of our children. Lord, we are trusting you, the God who saves your people. You love to deliver your own, so we ask you to rescue our children from the power of the evil one. Show yourself strong in the world by your saving power.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is July 2nd, and it happens to be my birthday. I'm praying for Casey, the single-minded plumber. He asked us to pray for his wife and daughter who are on a road trip. We're sure that by now that road trip is over, so we pray that everything went well. Joan called in, would like us to pray for son Jonathan, just for his faith. He's having anxiety and depression issues, so we want to lift that up to our Lord. Victoria called in, would like us to pray for son who's estranged, not allowed to see grandchildren, and daughter, currently having no contact with her daughter as well, so we want to lift that up. And then Lady from Harrisburg called in and would like us to pray for your brother's son, who's 4-year-old and has cancer. So I want to lift that up to our Lord and pray for healing as you walk through that path. Martha called in, would like us to pray for our nephew, Jaron. He's back to using drugs. He's been sober for a while, apparently, and has just slipped back into that. So we want to lift that up to our Lord. And she also wants us to pray for Nate, nephew, Xavier and Ben, who were evicted from their place of staying. So we pray that they will have a place to stay and find their paths. We want to lift this all up to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And God bless.
Good morning, DAB family. It is July 2nd on a wonderful new Lord's Day. I've been listening to some of the prayer requests at the end of this beautiful, what we have just listened to from Kings and Acts and Proverbs. I want to share that I've been listening to a wonderful Christian man that has said some excellent advice that I am trying to impart in my heart, is the fact that he is a neurosurgeon, that is a Christian who has had so many things happen in his life. His name is Dr. Lee Warren. I think you all would enjoy listening to him. What he shares is the fact that feelings are not facts. They are not the truth. They are chemical reactions that happen in your brain. Feelings are not facts or truth. They are chemical reactions that happen in your brain. So, my friends, believe in the truth of God, not in your feelings. Believe in the facts of God, not in your feelings. Have a blessed day, one and all, from the fellow traveler. Love you all.
God bless you, Brian and Jill. Again, thank you for doing this. It's invaluable to me and to others, but especially me. But that shadow that Hezekiah or whatever his name is talking about, the shadow with the sun taking 10 steps back, it's like shadow boxing. You use your shadow to align yourself with the sun and the moon. Once you're aligned with the shadow, stretching becomes much easier, much deeper stretch. It's the same principle as shadow boxing. If anybody that knows anything about boxing, you use your shadow. And if you can master that, you're a great boxer. It's the same with shadow stretching. You take 10 steps back, lining up your shadow with your footsteps. And you'll align and turn yourself to get lined up to where you find that shadow. And when you do, it's a very special, deeper stretch than you can get without using your shadow. You should try it. That's your dark side, the evil side. What's evil is when you don't share this information about healing. That's what's evil. When you keep this to yourself, like a medicine man or a prophet or a high priest or whatever, not sharing this knowledge, not sharing this healing unequivocally with people. You make the rules, not God giving you the blessing to show people how to heal. It's done with your shadow. I can demonstrate all this. It's how all the sun temple works. All the sun temples, the moon temples, they're all using their shadow. That's all. And then you'll do the same thing under moonlight. You'll use your shadow at night. Different times, different. It's all about balance on the earth. God gives us this knowledge. It's that simple. That's how that shadow works. No eclipse, no nothing. Shadow stretching, healing.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on the part of the world you're hearing this prayer from. My name is Lovelyn, and I'm calling in from France, and I'm calling in to pray for some of our brethren. A brother called in. Said the devil has been attacking you through your wife's family. Your wife has bipolar disease, but the drugs has not been working because she has been drinking, and you are confused whether to take her to where you're going, to your new appointment or not, or to your new place. Brother, I'm praying for you. Even if I don't understand exactly what you're going through and how it is God sees and God understands. And one thing about this God is that he has given us a strength we need back time. And I pray for God to open your eyes to see and to know what to do in this situation. I'm praying for your wife too, that the healing hands of God should come upon her life, and to know what she's doing wrong, and come back to faith and to you, the wisdom of God will be upon your life. And I'm praying for another sister that called in, that your grandmom, that your granddaughter cut you off. She has two children, that she's depressed, she's battling with depression, she don't want to talk to you, and you've tried to reach her, you're so worried and all that. Mommy, I want you to know we're praying for your granddaughter, for God mercy to be upon her life, to reach out to you. We're praying for you too, for wisdom of God to be upon your life, to know what to do part time. And I want to take up this opportunity to pray for the single parent out there, especially the single fathers. I know as a mother, God has given us grace, what it takes to nurture children. But a father, my heart goes out to you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you to be strengthened in this work. I'm praying for God's wisdom and God's mercy to be upon your life. A brother in prison, you're not forgotten.
Hey, DAB family. It's Double Dabber Danny in sunny St. Petersburg, Florida. I'm calling about the gentleman who was the first call on the July 1st prayer section on the DAB. He did not leave his name, but he said he was 3,000 miles from his family and his wife was drinking secretly and talking to other men, and he's just under a spiritual attack. Brother, I lift you up in prayer. May the arms of God wrap around you. May the Holy Spirit give you wisdom, guidance, and discernment. I speak the name of Jesus over you, brother. Pray for direction, pray for guidance, I pray for strength. I'm lifting you up. I'm sure a lot of other people in the DAB community are lifting you up as well, brother. Just know we love you, we're praying for you, and we're also praying for your wife and her family. Pray for the Holy Spirit to reveal himself to her and her family. Pray for a change of heart. I pray for an awakening. Lord, we just speak Jesus over this family, and we cover them with prayer. And it's in your mighty name we pray. Amen.
Hello, Bob from Colorado. Just thinking this morning that I'd like to go by a name. Let's see, try it out. I'm going to go, I'm half Hispanic, half Native American, and I'm going to go by prayer runner. Every day I try to jog and listen to the podcast. It's just a joy and delight. I delight in the word. It's my time with God. So I pray today for particularly my granddaughter. Lost my wife years ago, but helped raise my granddaughter, half custody with our daughter and her father, granddaughter's father. I believe that there's been an ongoing battle that we've tried to help. I have nothing against my father of the child. I pray for him, and I will try to continue to pray for him, although he does get me very upset. I believe he's not following the Lord, and I don't know how, really, what's happening. He's not married, and he has my granddaughter there by themselves. Things haven't really looked good. So I, for her, pray, Lord, pray with me. Yeah, I really pray that, Lord, you would have mercy, no matter what is going on. If nothing, I thank you for that. If something is going on, Lord, I pray to expose it. Expose it so that, certainly for the sake of the child and for the sake of our entire family and for Mark. Lord. Anyway, pray for these people.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for a friend of mine who's currently incarcerated at Staten Correctional Facility. His name is Donnie Hill, and he is in my Every Man a Warrior class, and he actually has issues with addiction to marijuana. He just needs to be covered up in prayers. Satan is attacking him right now. He just has major, major issues. with addiction. And his name is Donnie Hill. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I will talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Good morning, BAV. This is Blessing the Older. I want to pray for some of our dabbers today. I want to pray for Sarah. Her sister has, Carol has Parkinson's and fell and broken neck bone. They need surgery to repair. I pray for positive outcomes, no blood clots or setbacks. I want to pray for the family of Gary Phillips, that he had passed away. I want to pray for his daughters, Tanya, Jessica, and Jeanette. I also want to pray for Psalm51Lopez@gmail.com. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. And then Jamie in New Jersey, I hope this has already had time on the people that you had to tell to lose their job. I pray that you were able to get through this and positive and other opportunities open for the doors of those people that had to let go. I always wanted to talk to your son that has no friends, and that I pray that some godly people come his way. And I also want to pray for your daughter and continue to guide and bring her closer to God. Thank you, Lord. Please be with all these people today. And there's so many people out there need prayer, love, and encouragement. And be with them. Show yourself to them in each and every day. And let them know that there's light and hope. In faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, Dab family. This is Curtis in the Commonwealth. In a few hours, my wife Angie is supposed to come by and pick up her final things. And for 110 days, we still haven't really talked, Dab family. I just don't understand. It makes no sense. Even with my concussion, which is now doing better, and her breast cancer journey, which has been absolutely horrible. But she has come through strong. I just don't understand why this marriage and family that God has brought together, she would want to separate. But Lord, pray that things go well when she visits. Thank you that she saw my counselor last week for the first time. Pray that God will use him and his spiritual guidance to help her continue to heal. Help her to continue to heal physically and emotionally and in every way, Lord. Please protect my wife, Angie. And if possible, reconcile this family. In Jesus' name I pray.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in July 2nd to pray over our children. When Hezekiah became deathly ill and cried out to the Lord in tears, God graciously extended his life by 15 years. But then Hezekiah's pride got the best of him. Wanting to show off, he took some visitors from Babylon on a tour of his royal treasuries. God then sent the prophet Isaiah to tell Hezekiah that one day his sons and daughters would experience the consequences of his prideful parade of the kingdom's riches. Babylon would come and clean them out. Not only would they take all of the monetary treasure to Babylon, they would carry away the very best of Jerusalem's sons and daughters and make them servants in Babylon. We might expect that Hezekiah would respond with heartache, pleading with the Lord to turn back this future judgment, but he didn't. He was just glad this reckoning wasn't going to happen during his lifetime. Where Hezekiah had sought Yahweh's mercy in the matter of his own life, he now selfishly cared nothing about the welfare of the generations to come. Like every other king, even this seemingly good king had a dark side. Clearly, the sons and daughters of God needed a better king, and that is what we've been given in Jesus. Instead of being concerned about his own comfort, Jesus laid down his life so future generations could live. Lord, as much as we want to think of ourselves as good parents, we know that our own selfish interests often get in the way. Sometimes we don't think about how our children and grandchildren will experience the consequences of our pride, our prayerlessness, and our pretending. We thank you for being a better parent to our children than we will ever be. You love perfectly and purely. I love you, family.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Jim from the western corner of Virginia. About 6 weeks ago, I felt the Lord convict me for not listening all the way through on each daily audio podcast. I'm on my 7th year now and never really have listened all the way through. And just want to let everyone know that's helped to transform my life. Come from a church of 20 years where we used to have Tuesday night prayer meetings, and we don't any longer because of COVID. But I appreciate listening to everyone's prayers, and I want you to know that I pray for each one of your prayer requests. 10.5 years ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic cancer. And through God's grace, people's prayers, immunotherapy, and surgery, I have been 5 years now with no evidence of disease. And during that time, I never thought I would see my children get married. And I definitely never thought I would have grandchildren. And as of May 3rd, that has all changed. And this little guy has changed my life. And I just want to have see my other children have children as well. I'd appreciate your prayers for me to be kept in safety. And I want everyone to know that I pray for each one of your requests. I love you all. Thank you.
Hello, DAB family. This is Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio. Peace and joy in Western Michigan. I'm praying for your physical body that's disabled from this very unusual neurological disease. Lord, I pray healing to those nerves, restoration, and strength to peace and joy. I pray that she would cling to you and know that your healing is real. I pray for tenets, for her finances, for approval for her disability. Lord, work through the system in ways that you can, because you can alter men's minds and hearts and change the ways and open up doors. So open up doors for peace and joy. Bring a financial blessing onto her. And on July the 2nd, there was also another caller that did not leave a name that had some financial needs with only $200 left. Lord, multiply that. Bring in the storehouses, Lord, and restore this financial situation for this person. Lord, give them a process and wisdom to step by step overcome this debt. Provide a way out. Bring counselors and wise people into her life, Lord, to help them with this financial situation. Lord, you care about all things about us and even our finances. And I pray for wisdom in your presence in both of these situations in Jesus' name. Thank you. I love all of you.
Good morning, DAB. This is the woman at the well from Northwest Arkansas. And I am so excited about the long walk this year. This is my year that I am truly finding a deeper level to freedom. Being someone who is in bondage for 30 or 40 years to addictive compulsive behaviors, I truly had decided this was my life. And I was wrong, and that is my encouragement right now. As you guys, there's always hope, and it will come from places you never expect. I never believed I would find freedom, and it did not begin until I began to forgive myself, you guys, because of the shame, the regret, embarrassment, the things that we who are addicts, the debris we leave behind, the hearts that we break, the people we hurt, you know, when we find freedom, we begin to get a clear picture of the damage we've caused. And it's hard, but you must give yourself the freedom, the forgiveness that you give to others. You must forgive yourself. You are God's child. You are God's precious child, and you deserve forgiveness. And when you begin to give yourself forgiveness, the door opens wider. It does. And it's hard, but I know you can do it. it's a beautiful thing to finally say, you know what? I love me. I love me. I've been a mess, but I'm beautiful now. And that is how God sees us, his children.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for a friend of mine who's currently incarcerated at Staten Correctional Facility. His name is Matthew. He is coming up for parole in August, and he just needs to be covered up with prayers. He's probably his second or third time to come up for parole, but he said he can feel it this time. He's really, hopefully, he's going to get out. He just needs to be covered up with prayers, and his name is Matthew, for August parole hearing. And that is it. I will talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Good morning, my dad family. This is Psalms 51, Lopez. It's July 3rd, calling out of Orlando, Florida. I just want to share something that I read this morning that caught my attention. And if it catches my attention, I got to share it with y'all. It says, "Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyways. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyways. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyways. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyways. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyways. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Be good anyways. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyways. In the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyways." That's all I got for y'all today. Y'all have a blessed day. I'm going to pray out right quick. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for all that you do for us, Father God. Help us to be thankful. Help us to be grateful, Father God, for keeping us safe, for providing for all our needs, Father God. We just humbly thank you, Lord, for doing what we can't do for ourselves, Father God. Help us to notice the unseen blessings as well, Father God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I want to lift up some prayer requests from today. First, the woman that called in that just needs financial provision. They have a family business that's not producing, and luckily there are some outstanding invoices that have yet to be paid, but they haven't been paid, so it's not really helping them in their present moment. Lord, we know exactly, you know exactly what they need and what provision they need to get by. And I just pray, Lord, for an extending of supernatural faith for each of them as they lean on you for their daily needs, for their daily bread. I also want to pray for the woman that called in with disabilities that has like a neurological condition that isn't really classified, so she doesn't qualify for benefits is what it sounds like. Lord, would you please, again, just give her her daily bread. Just provide for her as you see exactly what she needs, and just bring people alongside of her to minister to her and also to do the Christian thing and to provide for each other. And also want to pray for people on the water who called in for his father, as well as his father for mental and physical health things, and just for discernment and wisdom on how to, he can best support him, and for him and his spirit and mind and heart, that he would just that you would just give him the strength to overcome the desire to look at things he shouldn't. So in your son's name I pray. Amen.
This is Hands to Heaven with another moment from morning devotions. Psalm 56:8. You've kept track of my every toss and turn through the sleepless nights, each tear entered in your ledger, each ache written in your book. Sleepless in the shadows. The enemy would like you to feel isolated and alone in your pain. He's more than happy to keep you awake at night, tossing and turning, as you listen to the sounds of everyone in the house, except you, enjoying a good night's rest. For you, it's hours of staring at the ceiling, tears streaming into your hair, sobs muffled to keep from waking those who've managed to escape into the oblivion of sleep. And all the while, the enemy keeps up a litany in your ear of all the awful thoughts and questions that come when you lose a loved one. And the more he talks, the deeper you sink into his lies, until you remember the truth of who you are. You are saved. You are loved. You are so precious to your Father that he is collecting your tears and recording every ache of your broken heart. And you are not alone on those sleepless, endless nights. He's right there with you. And if you ask him, he'll reveal himself to you. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hey, Dabbers, it's the Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. I'm sitting here at the airport watching the sunset, getting ready to pick up my mom, spend a little bit of time with her since our trip got canceled for 2 years in a row due to medical reasons on both sides. Also, I know Cowboy was praying. You didn't mention the guy's name, about a guy who's really struggling kind of with addiction. And hey, you get those thoughts sometimes 40 times a day. Hey, you know, I had 3 decades of a sexual addiction. And yeah, God delivered me from it. That doesn't mean the battle's over. Just like Jesus, it even says in the Bible, after he drove out, you know, the devil, by saying scripture weapons, by the way, until he came back for another opportune time. So yeah, you get those thoughts, you get those weapons that are specific to whatever your particular hook is. In my case, it was sexual addiction. So 2 Timothy 2:22, gotta say that over and over and over again every day. I practice it every morning just in case I'm gonna need it during the day. So that's pretty cool. Also had a little, I have been reading the Bible for 15 years, the Daily Audio Bible. I've read it multiple times. Was not a Christian until 15 years ago. But I always was curious about this fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord is, you know, the key to wisdom, and other fear of the Lord, you know, that you'll have a fear of the Lord. And I'm like, I'm not afraid of God. God loves me. I am a chosen child of God. And so I wasn't raised in this, you know, God's going to smite me. I understand about the Old Testament and how it works, but we're under the new covenant. But I looked up the fear of the Lord, and it's kind of a lost in translation when you get to English. It's not about like this fear of being struck down. It's that you are in such an awe that you are like, all these people in the Bible, when they meet an angel of the God, they fall flat on their face. That's the fear of the Lord. And if you have that in your life, that is how you get your wisdom. That is how you get close to God. So,
good day, DAB family. This is Victoria from Nigeria. And I'm calling for prayer for comfort for the family of a sister in my church. We are both in the choir together. So she was coming back home from church, you know, on a Sunday, and she was hit by a vehicle. And I just, you know, we have been praying for her in the church, and she had a surgery and all. She was placed under intensive care, but she didn't really make it. So I just got the news today, and it's really painful and all. So I'm just asking for, you know, prayers for our family, that God should comfort them and that God should help them. And, you know, it just makes you think and wonder, you know, how little this life is, and, you know, when all this pain and suffering and everything will end. But I'm just asking for prayers for our family, that, and for the Church of God, that God should comfort them. I know that she's in the safe arms of Jesus. And also, I want you to also pray for some children, you know. Some children were kidnapped in the southwestern part of my country, and it's over a month now, and the government is really not doing anything about it. These little children are like 2 to 4 years old with their teachers, and just calling to pray that God should also rescue them from captivity and bring them safe home to their parents. It's been over a month now. So thank you very much, DAB family. God bless you.
This is Hands to Heaven with another moment from Morning Devotions. 2 Corinthians 1:4. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. Sharing comfort. A friend from church lost his son about a year ago. My husband and I went to the funeral. We knew it would hurt, but we wanted to support our friend. He saw us as we walked up to pay him our respects at the reception afterwards. We all just hugged and cried. We knew what our friend was feeling. Our friend knew that when my husband told him he would pray for him, it would be the prayer from the heart of a father who's been there. As hard as it was to go through that service, our friend's response to our presence redeemed a small part of the pain. It was a gift to be able to share with him the comfort that God has given us in our loss. God will give you opportunities like this too. It may be a chance to hold someone experiencing your pain. It may be a chance to make a call or send a card. Or perhaps he'll call you to sit with a friend who's joined the awful club of child loss. Whatever it is, do it if you can. Remember all those who did it for you. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hello, my brother, who said he's his wife found out she's bipolar. And you're trying to decide whether to leave. And I honestly did not know how to pray for you, but God said, yes, you do. So, a few hard things to say, okay? Trust God. When it looks like every step is setting your soul on fire because you just don't understand. You're not going to understand every step, because if we understood, we wouldn't go. So trust God that he knows what's best for you and knows what's best for your wife. You can't take your wife with you. She has to heal. So she can't heal for you or for your daughter. She has to heal for herself first. So this is going to be a move, a silent move, and a move with just the two of you. And it sounds like you have another child. You can't tell the wife, parents, family what you're doing. They're going to fight it. But God has your back. We are praying for you that you will stand fast and know the salvation of the Lord, even when you don't know what your next move is. But God does. He's covering you. He's going to stand with you. He's going to provide for you. So release it into his hands and let him do his good and perfect will in you, through you. You got this. God bless you.